It's now time for We the People, written and presented by Kent Bailey, an independent commentator speaking on local, state and national issues that affect us all.
Good day to you. Recently, I reported on the abhorrent phrasing in the Nurses and Midwives Association regarding white privilege and various references which represent pure racism and are beneath contempt. The federal government have done nothing about it despite having the facts put to them. Additionally, the existence of 18C in the Racial Discrimination Act clearly goes too far and suppresses free speech, and thinking people want it changed, but the government does nothing. There are many examples of governments following minority voices, which over time entrench vulgar requirements on the people through the law, which is often an ass anyway. It seems at every turn we are condemned by the left and called racists, bigots and xenophobes, and on it goes. Australia is being throttled into submission, but none of these new laws can change the way people think. You simply cannot effectively control society and its moral code through the legislature. Frederick Douglass, the great 19th century writer, wrote, "Liberty is meaningless where the right to utter one's thoughts and opinions has ceased to exist. That of all rights is the dread of tyrants. It is the right which they first of all strike down. They know its power." Well, now we have another bit of left-wing ideology and stupidity proposed this time by the Medical Board of Australia's Code of Conduct. In brief, the offending section 2.1 says to doctors, and I quote, "You need to acknowledge and consider the effect of your comments and actions outside work, including online, on your professional standing and the reputation of the profession. If making public comment, you should acknowledge the profession's generally accepted views and indicate when your personal opinion differs. Behaviour which could undermine community trust in the profession may be considered unprofessional." End quote. So what these self-righteous dictators are saying is that in personal and professional life, a doctor should not voice their opinion on any matter which differs from the official medical dictum. The last reference to being unprofessional is a thinly veiled threat of retaliation, if not deregistration. And this little gem seeks to gag the doctor. Australia is a pluralistic society with many different worldviews. This is one of the great strengths of our democracy. This is also a strength in the medical community. The medical community is a broad church of widely dissenting views, as we would expect. However, it is this very practice of questioning the status quo that has been invaluable in the progress of both the science and the politics of medicine. To stifle a doctor's personal opinion is like publicly burning the books to eliminate ideas, and all for the so-called good of the Australian Medical Board cabal. Power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely, and yet again we see and read about the institutionalisation of all thought in light with the great centralised Orwellian power base. I want my doctor and specialists to sensibly discuss my health issues and to share their view with me. Under this new directive, which holds a gun to the head of the doctor, all that may well be lost. In part, all this embedded and compounding nonsense is because we don't have a complete constitution and Bill of Rights with the appropriate reference to freedom of speech and the like, as the Americans do. Our Constitution is little more than a set of technical instructions on how to run the country, relying heavily on British common law for everything else. This structure means rights have to be fought for at great expense, and when justice costs so much, there is no justice for we the people. Embedding rights such as freedom of speech in the Constitution is the only safe way to prevent bureaucratic, dictatorial, and political intrusion into our lives. I wonder what the government will do this time, as I have made Karen Andrews, MP, aware of the situation. May I say, probably nothing. Until next time, this is Kent Bailey.